As President Obama prepares to start a second term, Morning Edition has asked NPR's foreign correspondents to gauge worldwide expectations for the next 4 years. We turn this morning to Kenya. Pride still runs deep there for the president with roots in Kenya. But expectations of America's role have shifted from donor aid to partner in trade. NPR's Gregory Warner has the story.
Like the Obama Bar and Restaurant, the Obama Cyber Cafe, and the Obamart, spell that one out, the Obama Mini Shop in the Kayole slum of Nairobi was launched 4 years ago in a burst of hope and ambition. The rise of Barack Obama inspired Caroline Otieno to sink the money she'd made stitching clothes into stocking these shelves with sacks of sorghum and rolls of toilet paper. And when the president notched his second win, she started dreaming about what her convenience store could become.
I want this shop to be a wholesale or supermarket.
The narrative of Barack Obama, this improbable rise of a man with African roots, still resonates deeply in this city. But if Obama the symbol still inspires hope, Obama the president does a little bit less. It still stings that Obama as president hasn't visited Kenya. He flew all the way to Ghana in 2009. Most of this continent, in fact, except for some military hotspots, has been low on the president's agenda.
Obama is coming.
Obama is coming?
On the other side of Kayole slum is Obama Restaurant, owned by a Mr. Obama.
His phone is off.
Obama's cell phone is off. This is terrible.
The restaurant is a one-room cave of cinder block and corrugated tin held up by tree branches. The owner, Augustine Obama, is one Kenyan who does not claim a relation to the president. He named this restaurant after himself. He echoes a common refrain that although America gave $660 million to Kenya last year, he does not see it. It was siphoned off, he says, by corrupt politicians.
Obama to Obama, what would your advice be?
Yes, Barack Obama can just put more pressure on Kenyan leaders so that we can expand. Because what we lack in Kenya is leadership.
He says he never expected President Obama to usher in more aid for Kenya. He just hoped he would have interceded in how that money gets distributed.
A lot was expected of him, but little was delivered.
Godfrey Mwempemwa, who publishes under the name Gado, is an editorial cartoonist and Nairobi media entrepreneur. He spends much of his creative energy exposing corruption. He says there's a lot of dissatisfaction here with the old Western foreign aid model.
Something has always been expected from the American president. I don't think that will change anytime soon. What will change is what exactly is expected. That is really shifting, not necessarily aid, but more trade with Africa.
Gado's fifth-floor office overlooks Nairobi's bustling business district. It offers a good view of just how much has changed here. In the last 4 years, while America struggled through a financial crisis, Africa's economy grew by an average 5 to 6% a year. And China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's biggest trading partner, constructing highways and big energy projects that Gado says are highly visible to the average Kenyan.
That in itself opened up what Africa can do with other superpowers.
He does not care if President Obama decides to visit Kenya this time around. What he wants, he says, is for America to be more visible here, a more meaningful partner. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.